You know what time it is? You know what time it is. It's Fat to Fit time.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
That's right.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Me.
Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
I had bacon this morning. Went to a place in Malibu because I'm fancy. And I had breakfast tacos, which was just a tortilla with bacon, eggs, and cheese inside of it. Put some salsa on it, and it was delicious. And that's what I had. Fat man. I got a kind of a situation going on here. I had a doctor's appointment scheduled for tomorrow where I was just going to go in and get some blood work done with not my main doctor, one of my specialists. Because I'm fancy. I tell you guys all the time, I'm fancy. And I was going to go get that down with my specialist. And then I got an alert on Friday going, get ready for your Tuesday appointment with my main doctor, my general practitioner, the lady that doesn't like me. Well, she likes me, but she's growing more and more impatient with my shenanigans because I got fat guy shenanigans. So she sent me a message going, get ready for your appointment. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I got an appointment at my specialist at that time, and it was just blood work. So I call my specialist and I cancel, and I know she'll do blood work, and then my specialist will see it in a couple weeks because I have an appointment with him in 2 weeks. So that happened. Now here's the problem. I got him to do blood work. I haven't really been taking any of this seriously the last 3 months. In fact, I've gained weight. My diet is absolute crap. I haven't worked out outside of what I walk every day. I walk my dog religiously once or twice a day. And that's it. And I'm not doing anything else. Nothing else at all. So I don't anticipate really good news coming out of this doctor's visit that I wasn't really prepared for. Because, like I said, I can fudge the numbers when I get like, oh, I'm 2 weeks out. All right, I better really crank my diet for a couple weeks and I'll be fine. My blood tests will look good. But I didn't have time to do that. It's all bad. I'm gonna have bad news and it's going to be bad. And my doctor's going to be mad. And I didn't do any of the tests she told me she ordered for me to do at like the scans. Because I thought I was going to see her in November, and the end of November, not the end of October. So now it's funny. I have this appointment on Tuesday with her, and then on, no joke, Thursday, Halloween, I have two scans that she ordered, one of my heart and one of my other organs. Things don't seem to be going right when you got the diabetes and you got no Fs to give. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not funny at all. What a great sports weekend. I have to tell you, I do not like baseball. It's like watching paint dry. I will not watch baseball. It's boring as hell to me. But the caveat here is I will watch like the World Series if there's a team or two teams that I'm interested in. Never really been a Dodger fan, but you know, they're exciting. They're the hometown team. So if they're in, I'll typically watch some, or if it's like a closeout game. Well, the Yankees and the Dodgers was the World Series when I was a little kid. And back then, I played baseball as a little kid, and it was cool. It was like, oh, wow, the Dodgers and the Yankees, and I loved it. And I was a Yankee fan growing up in L.A. because I loved Reggie Jackson. So seeing the Dodgers and the Yankees play, I've watched both of these games, and they have not disappointed. If you have not been watching them, you should watch this one tonight, Monday night. Coming from New York, we got three in a row in New York now. And boy, these first two were so good. That, especially the Friday game. The Friday game was insanity good. And then Saturday was drama all the way to the very end too. So excellent. World Series has been excellent. And it's good to see. I was very happy with that. Also, football's football. I love me the football. And my team is garbage, and they play tonight. I'm probably not even going to watch. I'll watch the World Series rather than watch my football team play because my football team is garbage, and we're going to lose tonight. The Giants will lose Monday Night Football tonight. So that is where we are. Let's get into some fun little stories I found to do for the show today. One a little different, not really. I guess it's mental health, and I do mental health. But before we get to that, here's a story about sexual health, which I guess would be your mental health. Interesting results. And it says that men find porn more rewarding than money, more rewarding than gaming, and more, they say, can be more addictive than a gaming addiction or a gambling addiction. Watching porn, and you know what guys do when they watch porn. Wee, wee, wee. So I say, no, no. I have a price. Like, you give me a price and say, hey, I'm going to give you this much money. You, and it's a low number, too. It's not some astronomical number. And you can say, you can never watch porn ever again as long as you live. I'd be like, done. I'm old. I'm old and got no F's to give. They say the findings suggest that porn and presumably sex feels more rewarding than gaming or money and can be considered more addictive than gaming or gambling. Previous research agrees with these results, showing pornography is more arousing and effective than other addictive activities. This is from brain scans they did. They did data on MRI scans and skin conductivity test while measuring psychological arousal and subjective ratings from participants. And here we are. Porn is maybe the greatest thing a guy could find. Better than money. It's great. Porn and sex, though. So. Shows you how guys are wired. They think with the little one, not the big one. Yeah. All right. Then I found this, and this is a really cool study. Think about this. They talk to people all over 40, and they're like, what's changed, like, since you've hit, you know, middle age or older age? And what's different? Like, what have you just said? You know what? I don't have time for this anymore. This is this. And they have a lot of really great answers from people. Here's one. I don't do anything recreationally anymore. If I'm not enjoying myself, if I'm not into a movie or a TV show, I just turn it off. If I'm not having fun at a party, I leave. If I went wine tasting with friends and they started making jokes about another friend who wasn't there, I just left. They're like, I have no time for nonsense and no time for something that I'm not, you know, getting anything out of. I get that one. Another, this is a lady, says, never again will I buy a pair of jeans that do not stretch or have to be broken in for weeks to fit me. And they say they're old enough to wear now, they just are wearing denim spandex pull-ons every single day. And that's their fit. That's how they're rolling. This one, in my late 40s, and unlike my younger self, I don't seek out friends. If a friendship happens organically, great. If not, I don't care how cool, rich, popular, or connected you are. I'll be friendly. But if there's no vibe, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I'd rather enjoy my own company and would prefer solitude to spending time with someone I find uninteresting. I find that to be true. I don't even bother with social media. I don't post pics on my vacation or anything else exciting going on in my life. I don't need validation from others, as I learned a long time ago, that most people don't really care what you're up to. If you used to be a joke that the worst thing you could do was force people to sit and look at your vacation slides. It's true. I like that one. This lady says she has abandoned underwire bras completely and she has big boobs. Now, I don't know. I've heard underwire bras are incredibly uncomfortable, but I do not wear one, have never worn one, so I don't know that one. If we go out of town, this one's a good one. If we go out of town and there's a friend or even a relative there, I am not staying at their house. I'd rather pay for a hotel room and have the temperature that I want, sleep in whatever I want to, and most importantly, have my own bathroom. I like that one. Few relatives, like, I know. This is the cool part about being pretty close to my parents' house. I go there and then I come home to my house. And that's way better. Here's another one. As I get older, I'm not being forced or bullied into family functions. They say they love their family and their partner's family, but they want to do the little holiday things at home with their own immediate family, meaning their partner and their kids, and they don't want to have to do the whole family thing. Say they're not going to come to every single thing. That's perfectly reasonable. Another one says, I will never again pay to attend a concert without seats. That's an old person thing right there. I'll give you that. I'm not sick. I get annoyed sometimes at church, like when we're standing for too long. I'll be like, I'm just going to go ahead and sit in the pew. Sit down right now. It's too long. We're up. We're standing for too long. I went to a church that I don't normally go to a few weeks ago to see a pastor speak. And when I got there, they started this weird, like, I'm Catholic. I go to Catholic church and it's pretty basic. There's a hymn here, a hymn there. They, you know, we get up, we get down. And these people stood for like 20 minutes and they were playing like rock music. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sit down. And when you guys are done singing these songs, I don't know, I'll be on for the actual homily of the pastor. So, and that was great. But the music part was a big turnoff to my old ass. All right, this is a good one, but not so much now that there aren't really malls anymore. Like, I don't even know where there's malls. But loud music in stores, you go into a store and then they're blasting the music, a bunch of young people in there, and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to wait outside. You shop in here, I'll meet you outside afterwards. Eating foods that they don't like because someone made it and you're trying to be polite. And yeah, that I've never done that. I've never been that nice. I'm not that nice. This one says, this is good. It says, all entertainment. It's not just music that has lowered the talent requirements. Movies, TV shows, all of them, they are saying, are now garbage, mostly rehashed old stuff or computer-driven cartoons. And they now watch foreign television, English or Australian, because the American stuff is so bad. I no longer worry about, is it me? Am I the a-hole when dealing with a difficult person at work? Why, no, it's always me. I'm going to recount that. It's not always me. Got one of those. Yeah. See, I used to think the other person was mad because of something I did or said. Now I don't worry about it. That's true. I don't worry about it. Like, I don't care if you like me or don't like me. I don't care. I'm old. I got no S. I never really cared. Last one on this. This might sound curmudgeonly, but office holiday parties. Say they have one coming up for their partner's work, and they find them tiresome, and they end up sitting next to the same people every time and having the same conversations and the small talk, and they're just like, yeah, I am not going. I am too old for this, and I'm over it. And it ends up not really being a party, but like a forced employee camaraderie event. Yeah, I don't like those either. I don't do well. Here's what it is. There are people in my work that I love that I literally could just BS with all day, every day, and they're cool as hell. But there's also people that I would rather run a red hot poker up my pee hole than have a conversation with them at all, let alone. And then there's some people like that, that you have that vibe about, and then they will hunt you out to talk to you. And you're like, oh, please, what did I do? What did I do to the universe? What is wrong? Well, why me? You should go down the hall and talk to so-and-so. They totally want to talk to you about this. I don't. I got no F's to give. And I can't even fake being nice. And I say really rude shit to people. People say, oh my God, you got to see da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'll say, I have no effing interest in that whatsoever. I'll just be as blunt and rude as I can. But that's part of being old. And another thing that's probably more me than old, but older me gets worse at this. I'm incredibly blunt and rude. And I don't care. If what I say offends you, I don't care. I don't care. Like, if I talk to someone, or like, I'm not going to hide two things that you should never talk about with people, especially at work or anything, is politics or religion. I don't care. If I bring it up, and I just don't care, I'll bring it up. I got no F's to give. I know, thank God I work at a really cool place where there really isn't an HR department. There's one guy, and he's a wonderful, saintly man, and he's very cool, and he's my friend. I don't think I would get in too much trouble with our HR department if something happened, but, like, you know, don't care. Also, I don't care as I get older. Like, I don't need to be friends with any of my neighbors. So they'll do, like my wife will go. People on my block will do, like, a block thing. I don't want to go to that. Like, granted, hey, if I'm walking down the street and I see someone breaking into a house, I'm going to call, or I'm going to intervene, or I'm going to call the police, or I'm going to try and stop them. I'm going to take pictures. I'm going to do everything I can. I appreciate my neighborhood, and I don't want beef with my neighbors at all, but I don't need to buddy down with them. I'll still look out for them. I'll still be neighborhood watch guy to some degree, but I don't want to be friends with them. I have neighbors that are friends. There was a time I said to my wife the other day, we've lived here now for 23 years. And I was like, man, there was a good run when we first moved here where we made friends with people that lived here that were our age and were super cool. And we're still friends with them this day, but they've all moved away. They didn't live here. That it was about, I don't know, 10 plus years of living here, maybe 12, 13 years, maybe even long, maybe 15 years of those people living on the same street, like being our neighbors that were super cool. And we're still great friends with them, even though they have moved away. And then there's other friends that we've known too since we've lived here that we're friends with. And then there's new people that are nice and some new people that I even talk to, but I don't need to like go have a drink with you, especially since I don't drink. And I don't know. If I saw someone doing something in your house, I'm there. I'm a cool neighbor. I'm a good neighbor. I'm just not a real friendly neighbor. And I don't want to talk to people. And people ask me questions. Like, I find it annoying. I try to work on my car. And people come up, hey, what's up? What's going on there? Got a ding in the door. And I want to turn around and say, fuck off. That's my instant go-to. Like, get out of here. None of your business. Like, get the fuck away from me. That's my vibe. Especially since it's someone I don't even know who they are. I live on so where I live is, it's real hilly. And there's some streets that are so steep, hilly around here that, heaven help you if you had a little kid there. I would be terrified of a kid trying to ride a bike or something because it's dangerous. It's too steep. And so everybody comes to walk their dog. My neighborhood is a long, dead-end street, and it's relatively flat. It's a gradual hill, but you can walk here, and it's easy. So everyone comes to walk their dog in my neighborhood, my block. And there's a lot of people around here that aren't really my neighbors. Like, they are technically. They live close enough by there, can guess your neighbor. But boy, do I not have time for small talk with your ass. Oh, what's going on there? Cleaning your car? What happened? Shut the fuck up. That's what happened. Someone came up here and I vomited rather than speak to them. And now I got to clean it up. Do you mind? That's old crotchety me. And I get worse as time goes on. Like, another thing too, when someone at work's like, oh, your tie's crooked. Yeah, go fuck yourself. That's my go-to on that one. Oh, hey, your hair's messed up. Fuck off. You think I care? No, I got to wear this. They make me wear this here. It's like a uniform. I have to wear a shirt and a tie, and I have to have a suit coat on standby at all times because I got to throw it on. So, no, I don't care. I don't care. In a perfect world, I have a Grizzly Adams beard. I never shave again as long as I live, and I just have a ZZ Top-ass looking beard. I'd cut my hair still. I don't like my hair being crazy long. But I would have a beard always. I'd probably manicure it eventually, but it would be pretty Grizzly Adams-like. And then I would never wear a tie again as long as I live, or a button-down shirt, or a shirt with a collar. I like T-shirts, jeans, tennis shoes. Actually, in the perfect world, I wear shorts and T-shirt. That's what I wore on radio for 20-something years. I wore shorts every single day and a T-shirt and usually a baseball hat. That's how I like to dress. It is wonderful. But just some things that maybe you're like, you know what? Now that I'm older, I don't give an F. All right. That's enough of my ranting. Let's get into this story. A lady in Florida, always Florida, has been found guilty of second-degree murder after an event that happened in 2020 when her and her live-in boyfriend were sipping the old Chardonnay. Everyone knows Chardonnay is delicious and gets you effed up now. And they thought it would be funny, according to her, to put her boyfriend, this Miss Sarah Boone is her name, and she thought it'd be funny if her boyfriend crawled into a suitcase and then she zipped it up. Zip, 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 zip. And then she says that once she zipped it up, she could see his fingers were sticking out of it, so she knew he could get out of it, and then she just went to bed. And she woke up in the morning, and he was still in the suitcase, but only he was dead. But it becomes way more than that when they started finding all these social media posts of her saying, like, he's screaming and saying he can't breathe. She totally documented a murder of her boyfriend. Somehow she did get him drunk and managed to get him into a suitcase like, hey, let's play a game. And then she zipped him up in there, left him there to die. And he suffocated in the suitcase. She is now on second-degree murder. That sounds like first-degree murder to me, but hey, what you going to do? Was it just an opportunity? Hey, we're drunk. I wonder if I can get him to crawl in this suitcase. Also, me, I know my wife. Mike, I'm convinced there's certain things I could do where my wife would attempt to assassinate me, possibly in my sleep, when she would have the upper hand. But never would it be putting me in a suitcase, because there is not a suitcase that my giant ass will ever fit into. Hell, I don't even know if there's body bags big enough to put me into. Those are for not for supersized people. They're for normal-sized people, and I'm supersized. I'm large and fat, not going in anything. So just a word of warning, guys. Guys, if you're out there, if your girl's like, hey, get in this suitcase. That'll be funny. Climb in here. Let me lock this door. Never do it. Never do it. Ladies, same thing. Guys are even worse than women. But a woman typically can't beat you or choke you out because you could overpower her. So if she gets the upper hand where she can zip you in a suitcase, apparently she's going to leave you there until you suffocate and die. Yeah, that's crazy. Cray cray. All right, am I out of time now? I think I've ranted a very long time. I'm at like the 20-minute mark. I'm going to go ahead and break up on out of here. We got World Series back on tonight. This thing has been spectacular so far. 5 o'clock our time is when the first pitch comes out. They are in New York now for the next three games. Hopefully they're as good as the first two games, and we will see how this series goes. If it's the Dodgers win this one and they're up 3-0, it's a big hole for New York to dig out to win four in a row. But we will see. And two of those four would be back in Los Angeles. So who knows what's going to happen. But I'm excited. I will talk to you guys again later this week with a bonus pod. Don't forget, in the meantime, in between time, if you want to get yourself some of them there Spyras, go to Spyra.com and use Fit10 at checkout. Get the 10% discount. And you guys have a great week. Have a great, safe Halloween. Enjoy the family. And I will talk to you again very soon.